I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. Musicians gathered at the WNPR studios recently to talk about the best jazz of 2016. What you're hearing is a song called Request Potato. It's by Matt Wilson's Big Happy Family. It's the first album Wilson released since his wife died of leukemia in 2014. And it's a tribute to her.
Matt Wilson is a wonderful drummer, composer, and band leader.
That's pianist Noah Behrman speaking on WNPR's Colin McEnroe Show.
He is, among living jazz musicians, probably the one who most epitomizes joy in music. And to memorialize somebody with such joy and spirit is a remarkable accomplishment.
One of music critic Gene Seymour's favorite picks of the year was this tune by the Kenny Barron Trio called Cook's Bay.
There's always one person, one living pianist who is regarded as the master, the living master. And Kenny Barron, I think, Robbie, has that title now.
Seymour says the entire album, called Book of Intuition, sucks you in.
I don't want to use the word immaculate because that implies that there's, you know, that there's nothing. You know, there's nothing to grab onto. It's just too smooth, but it isn't. I mean, it's immaculate in a very absorbing and also it gets into you. It seeps into you. So.
Pianist Jen Allen picked a song called Galapagos by Rini Rosnes as one of her favorite songs of the year.
Her playing is powerful and beautiful, and everything she's ever done I've loved. I like this because it evokes parts of nature, and it has just a lot of inspiration in from the world. And I guess that was part of her idea when she was trying to write this suite.
All three guests agree that jazz in 2016 could be defined by collaborations and fusion with other genres such as soul, hip-hop, and rock, most notably in the late David Bowie's last album, Black Star. David DeRoche, WNPR News.